Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
For public forum.
Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
Approval of a revised scope fee proposal from Baskerville Donovan, the amount of $132,655, about the Aquatic Center feasibility study.
As I said at the last meeting, $132,000 to hire a company to find a location for an aquatic center is an absolute waste of money. I'm for the aquatic center. I just think we need to pick a spot. There's lots of great spots. We got lots of land. I have a couple ideas about some spots. I cannot support $132,000 to look for a spot. I think that that's outrageous, and we have county staff that we pay lots of money that can find a spot. So let's try to save $132,000. Let's find a great place. And let's get an aquatic center.
You know, one of the things that I really admire about James Calkins is that he has really internalized a core principle of effective education that I never managed to internalize, which is if the key to education is repetition. You know, why say something one time when you can say it seven times?
I mean, can you imagine what $132,000 can go to? That can go to a slide at the aquatic center. That can go to lots of things.
Why spend money on a study when you could buy a slide? I mean, for $132,000, you could buy a nice slide. Definitely buy a nice slide. Or, I mean, there's other things you could buy for $132,000, or partially buy.
Yeah, I'm glad you're wanting to save money, and I'm glad you took the flagpole off the agenda. what I'm wanting to do, it's still my turn. You don't have to raise your hand, Horseshack.
You don't have to raise your hand, Horseshack.
You don't have to raise your hand, Horseshack.
By the way, this is not yesterday's meeting. This is a week and a half. This is the Thursday meeting from a week and a half ago that I just have all these other things that have, you know, forced themselves onto my plate and I'm finally getting to. I have listened to yesterday's meeting. I have not the audio clips cut up yet. This is all just part of an ongoing drama because the Horseshack thing came up again yesterday. I'll tell you that I almost don't want to tell you because it's a funny sound clip to play that I can't play for you. I tell you the short of it. James Calkins said that he didn't think it was appropriate for other commissioners to call him names like horse. You called me a horse. No, son. I called you a character from a TV show that you're too young to know, and he apologized for it. Although he said it wasn't personal. He likes Horseshack. Horseshack's always raising his hand. He's eager. Like James Calkins, he's always eager. Tell you what he thinks. Jerry Cooey?
There's not a person in Santa Rosa County that doesn't like a flag, but you want to sit up here and preach to us when you tied up staff time, employee time, citizens' time, wanting to spend $300,000 to $400,000 on a single item, and then you want to preach physical conservatism up here to us. I can't quite get my arms around that.
I'm with Jerry on the criticism that kicking and screaming about a study for an aquatic center being too expensive when he wants to waste money on the flag, you know, no matter what the cost is. Although, just to be clear, it's fiscal conservatism, but that's a mistake a lot of people make. So back to James Calkins. He says, no, y'all don't understand. At least if I waste money on a flag, I get a flag. You waste money on a study and all you get is a piece of paper.
I'm really glad y'all brought up the flag, because let me tell you that when the flag proposal came out, I didn't try to get the county to spend $250,000 on a study to find a place or a flag. We picked a spot, and we our whole goal was to get the tourist to pay for it out of the tourist development fund.
And remember, we don't need a study on an aquatic center, because all you need is a map and a dart. And anybody in the county with a map and a dart can find a place for an aquatic center. You don't... Engineers. Pfft. What do they even go to school for? Just give me a hammer and some 2x4s. We can figure it out. A little quick reet. You know, rent a Bobcat. Done. Engineers. Who needs them? Too expensive. Stop wasting money. Just pick a location and be done with it. No studies.
This is wrong. This is why people are tired. This is wasting taxpayer money. That's exactly what it is. $132,000 to find a location when any citizen of Santa Rosa County can pick up a map and pick a location. There's lots of a location.
Re-elect me, James Calkins. Dart and a map. I'm going to replace the whole engineering department with a couple of darts and a map and some gift certificates to Pensacola Hardware. We'll take care of it all. Absolutely. Now, here's where it got interesting, because Chris Smith, owner of Gulf Coast Guns, got up and, you know, he was reluctant to say how he happens to be on James Calkins' side. He said that, which is understandable. But then he was pressing Rebecca Jones, who's a county engineer in Santa Rosa County. Can't y'all just really, you know, roll some dice and find a location? Why can't you do this in-house? You're not, like, busy or nothing, are you?
Chris Smith, how many engineers do we have on staff with the county?
There's a total of 4. Michael Schmidt, myself, and I have 2 other engineers.
Is this not a project that they can work on themselves, and why not?
No, sir. Our workload is extensive, and doing feasibility studies like this is kind of outside of our scope of practice.
So this is why you hire competent professionals to run departments, because they'll explain to you things like, well, you know, a study on the feasibility of an aquatic center requires a certain skill set that, frankly, the 4 of us, that's not our area of expertise. Because you may not have heard this. I mean, you know, some county commissioners may not be aware of this, but there are actually not just engineers, but even different kinds of engineers. Some of them are civil engineers. They work on roads and bridges. Some of them are mechanical engineers. They build engines and cars. Some of them are electrical engineers and nuclear engineers and industrial engineers and chemical engineers. You know, there's actually different kinds of engineers. And even within those broad fields, there are specialties. You know, areas that people spend their whole lives becoming experts at. And even if you've got 4 engineers on staff who are really good at figuring out, let's imagine, roads and bridges and stormwater, basic infrastructure projects for the county of Santa Rosa, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're great at site plans for aquatic centers. Or even if they are, and she's saying they're not, even if they are kind of busy already. They're not just, you know, in their office drinking coffee, waiting for somebody, please God, give us a study to do, because we don't have any work right now.
Coming down from $200,000 to $130,000 in one conversation seems like we were getting price gouged to begin with. That's a lot of money to swap over real fast.
There was an extent.
And by the way, I actually agree with that as an initial reaction. This is why you ask questions. I have no problem with Chris Smith asking this question. If the price dropped from $200 to $132, it seems like, I mean, that's one meeting and they dropped their price by a third. That's why you ask for a discount. But they didn't give us a discount on the price of the Aquatic Center study. What we got was a reduced scope of work, meaning we're buying a different product for that lower price.
There was an extensive reduction in scope in order to get it down to $132,000.
What do you mean by scope?
Scope of work is what they the services they're going to provide us.
So they reduced the amount of services they were going to provide us. Is there a list of what services they reduced?
Off the top of my head, I know we went from multiple sites. I think there's 6 or 8 down to 2 or 3. Public engagement was one of those. I can't remember all the other details, but there was quite a few things they removed.
Yeah, so we didn't go to them and say, hey, 200 is too much. What can you do? 132? Oh, okay. Well, since, you know, you're making up numbers for no real work product whatsoever, fine. No, there was a whole list of things that they were expected to do, and they came back with a price of 120 or 200 originally, sorry. And then we said, well, that's too much. Can we maybe get it down to like 130? What, you know, what can we buy for 132? How much for just one rib? You know, how much for a sip of Coke? Well, you know, instead of 6 sites, we're going to do 2 sites or 3 sites. Instead of, you know, 4 or 5 public engagements, we'll do 1 or 2. I mean, and I will be honest, I had fallen susceptible to that same way of thinking. I thought that if the price got reduced, it's probably because, you know, we just said, hey, please come down, and they did. No, we said come down, and they said, well, here's what we can give you for that, right? I mean, which is perfectly sensible. So she's selling, well, look, we don't have time in-house to do this. We're too busy already. We're not the right kind of engineers. And they didn't just come down on the price for nothing. They came down on their price for a reduced amount of things that they were going to do for us.
I want to make a motion to table this until the next meeting, and I do so asking for a second.
And I'll second table it, and that's just so we could have Baskerville Donovan here and then Commissioner right here. I don't think it would hurt to wait 2 weeks to try to make sure that all the information was abundantly clear.
Yeah, and that's fine. It was Colton Wright's item, and he was there yesterday, and he'll be there on Thursday. By the way, that sound in the middle, I listen to the meetings. I don't watch the meetings. So they were having some kind of an audio trouble. I think there was like the Mobile Leprechaun showed up with his recorder.
I want to make.
And, you know, they were interfering.
They wouldn't just.
You know, I'm not quite sure what was going on in the meetings, but that was a repeated problem that they had. Okay, so they're going to do the Aquatic Center study. And James Calkins, you know, yesterday he didn't do any speechifying on that topic. I mean, he's always in campaign mode, so he's always speechifying about something. Now, there was a whole other controversy about this that it was just an interesting time in the meeting, okay? Because this was at the end of the five-hour meeting. You know, they had the five-hour-long meeting in which you had all of the people who were upset about the proposed second phase of the Pea Ridge Connector going between Hamilton Bridge and Berry Hill. And so all of that had happened. And it was I think you can criticize Sam Parker for how he ran the meeting. I actually kind of agree with Colton Wright that he ran it in the best way he could, trying to accommodate the angry people who showed up. But in any case, it was a long meeting. So Kerry Smith was upset about how long the meeting was.
Because here we are at 1:30, and we should have been done with that meeting no later than 9:30. And we're still sitting here, and this just burns my butt, and you know it does, because we're going to be here back here at 5 o'clock tonight.
I think they had a zoning meeting or something. There's always, like, the second meeting afterwards that they do something in.
And it's just like we tee the ball up for a sideshow, and I'm just burned up about it. And I know you guys know I am. Listen here, mister. Keep your mouth shut while I'm talking. Don't tee it up.
So everybody's always getting along.
I just want to say that's our job as county commissioners, to listen to the citizens. And we got to listen to them all night if we have to.
Chairman?
So,
Chairman, please take control of your board.
I didn't know if y'all were having a...
I'm not having a back and forth with him.
Let Commissioner,
I need an IQ larger than that to deal with.
You know, when Kerry gets in hangry mode, it's just different, you know?
I know I'm ticked off right now, and I'm going to try to keep it down. But this is a circus that we had today that was totally unnecessary. It was totally unnecessary, and I'm just, when I'm sitting there looking at that clock in the back of the room, it's just burning me up even more. And to hear, I'm going to caution against any type of campaigning up here, because it's getting ridiculous. It's getting ridiculous. We got a long way to go to August, and if I can look forward to this kind of sideshows
until we get to August.
You can.
You can expect me to get burned up about this. Because I'll be as red as his tie.
Yeah, but this is how it will be, because this is how it has been for the last 3.5 years.
And I'm just trying to say to you, gentlemen, we cannot operate like this. I've seen staff get attacked today. I've seen some of the most egregious crap that I don't ever want to see. I don't ever want to see somebody standing over there in Rebecca's face.
With the map of the road.
And I mean, it's. I don't want to start saying things that I'm going to regret.
I think that cat's out of the bag. 5:25 on News Radio Pensacola. So just just a little warm up for you. There's follow up to all of this, by the way. I just hadn't had a chance to get to the first meeting, and I didn't want to get to the second meeting without a chance to get to the first meeting. So, if you thought Santa Rosa County was going to simmer down, oh no. Everybody's having the summer heat anxiety and trying to outdo each other for weirdness and craziness. So I don't know when the next Milton meeting is. I hadn't looked at my schedule, but this race is not over. You had a 3-way photo finish for the Kentucky Derby. You had a 2-way photo finish for the NASCAR race over the weekend. And there is definitely some eager misbehaving children competition among the local boards and governments to see who can be the most dysfunctional and the most obnoxious. And I mean, at this point, I don't want to call it. You never know. 5:26 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We used to argue about whose turn it was to clean the gutters, but then I had Leaf Filter gutter protection installed.
Wait, I told you Leaf Filter had free inspections and estimates and a lifetime guarantee.
Meaning we never have to argue about whose turn it is to clean the gutters again.
But I visited leaffilter.com/beacon first.
No, I did.
It doesn't matter who. Visit leaffilter.com/beacon to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Okay, you have some skin.
Good morning, 5:29 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and we've got David Wayne in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Well, President Biden delivering the keynote address and several Holocaust survivors also speaking during the Days of Remembrance ceremony later this morning on Capitol Hill. The Days of Remembrance commemorating the Holocaust and the 6 million Jews who were murdered. House Speaker Mike Johnson and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries are also scheduled to speak at that ceremony. The launch of Boeing's first ever crewed Starliner mission for NASA has been scrubbed. The test flight was set to happen yesterday, launching from Cape Canaveral on a week launch into the space station. The next attempt won't come until at least the end of the week.
When are they going to launch the sophisticated one?
The sophisticated one.
Well, you said this was the crude one.
Ah. Gotcha. Andrew, it's 5:30 in the morning. Come on.
Every time I hear that expression, that's what I think. The crude one, is it? All right. Fine. Give us the better one. Go ahead, sir. I know I probably took too much time. Go ahead.
Nope. That's all I got now. I'm done.
Yes. Local news, politics, and dad jokes. That's what we specialize in here.
There's more specialties.
Because we're special. What do you have coming up in your news, David?
Well, there was a jewelry heist at Cordova Mall, and we'll have some information on that right after Fox News.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Israeli troops who moved into the city of Rafah in Gaza say they now control that side of the border crossing with Egypt.
The Israeli military says it killed 20 of what it calls Hamas terrorists and uncovered three tunnel shafts around the Rafah crossing. Tanks bearing Israeli flags now patrol the checkpoint. It means Israel now controls the southern route into Gaza, an entry point for much-needed humanitarian aid.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. At least one person is killed, and there's major tornado damage in the town of Barnesdall, Oklahoma.
There is a building flat out here. There is the backside missing off the back of this house, and all of the neighbors are out here just trying to see who made it, what made it.
There's a severe storm threat today from Texas to Pennsylvania. A U.S. Army sergeant's ordered held in Russia for at least 2 months, accused of theft. He'd been stationed in South Korea and stopped to visit a girlfriend on his way back to the U.S. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne, 76, and mostly cloudy this morning in Pensacola. Another lengthy meeting in Santa Rosa County ended with no action taken by the Board of Commissioners yesterday. During the committee meeting, the board heard from dozens of speakers both opposed and in support of incorporating Navarre. Now, that item was added to the agenda by Commissioner Ray Eddington at the request of State Representative Joel Rudman, who was looking for a non-binding straw vote to be added to the ballot in November.
What we have today is, from what I'm gathering, is Dr. Rudman went to Ray, Mr. Eddington, asked him to put it on the ballot when it's not his authority to. Basically, what we can do is, it's a non-binding, we could put anything we want on the ballot. We could put If You Like Ice Cream on the ballot. But it doesn't mean that it's binding.
Commissioner James Calkins and other board members did agree that the decision should be up to the citizens. However, a straw poll should be based on complete and accurate information that hasn't been properly hashed out. Local jewelry store owner says he's out about $300,000 after multiple suspects broke into his kiosk at the Cordova Mall last Tuesday night.
They took over 2 kilos of the gold. I wasn't so sorry about the money I lost, because money is come and goes. But the time I spent to make all that was more painful than actual money.
Channel 3 talked with Farzin, the owner of Farzin Jewelry, and he said some of the suspects had pretended to be customers earlier in the day before they returned after the mall closed and hid underneath a covering. PPD says they're currently looking for multiple suspects. Photos have been shared on social media in the case. Well, tourists continuing to flock to the state of Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis announcing yesterday that data from Visit Florida shows the state was the number one domestic tourism destination in the nation last year. Number two with international visitors. Governor DeSantis says Florida's world-class attractions, hospitality, and unwavering commitment to freedom have solidified our position as the top vacation destination. A vote to oust House Speaker Mike Johnson may happen anytime. This comes after Georgia conservative Marjorie Taylor Greene met with Johnson yesterday for about an hour. Congressman Matt Gaetz tells CNN this time it's not something he'd support.
I was very deliberate to ensure that I did not execute a motion to vacate during an election year. I think that puts the majority at some risk. I think that that's not good for our presidential nominee. So I wanted to make sure we cleaned out the barn in 2023, that we headed into 2024 as united as we possibly could be.
And Gaetz says that despite Johnson flip-flopping on a number of issues that he campaigned for the job on, right now it's important for Republicans to be as unified as they can with a razor-thin majority. 534, let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
We are going to see a beautiful, warm, humid day today with temperatures warming up near 85 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 73. For Wednesday, similar forecast with a warm, humid pattern, high near 85. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 75. We're going to keep warm, humid weather around for Thursday with a high near 87. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, 76 degrees. Degrees in Pensacola and in Gulf Breeze, and 74 in Milton. Our next news at 6 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, and dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The Wall Street Journal reports Apple has been developing chips to run artificial intelligence software in data centers. Project ACDC, or Apple Chips and Data Center, has been in the works for several years, but there is no clear timeline for the product's launch. The iPhone maker has been working with Taiwan's semiconductor manufacturing company on the chip's design and production, though it remains uncertain whether the efforts have yielded any positive results. BP has reported lower first quarter profit of $2.7 billion, attributing the fall to lower oil and gas prices and a significantly weaker fuels margin. The energy industry has broadly seen a decline in year-over-year profits, with a particular impact from a drop in market gas prices. BP nonetheless recommitted to share buybacks of $3.5 billion for the first half of the year. Futures are mixed. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials gained 176. That's Your Money Now.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Veris Health Partners knows there are plenty of options when it comes to insurance. Owners Pam and Keith Giles will help guide you to choose the best plans for you and your family. As a veteran-owned independent health and life agency in Pensacola, their clients range from moms and dads on Medicare to individuals, families, business owners, and veterans who are looking for answers. They are researchers, educators, and advocates who take pride in guiding clients to become smart healthcare shoppers. Contact them at verishp.com. Veris Health Partners. Partners.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola. Your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then, get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. Followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola. Heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Well, life on a farm, I kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy to me can't hack. Early to rise, early in the sack. I thank God I'm a country boy.
And I can take you for a ride on my big green tractor. We're just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. She thinks my tractor's sexy.
I know we've been doing this for a long time, talking to Ryan Jenkins, our favorite farmer from Jay, Florida, only because I don't know a lot of farmers from Jay, Florida. There may be other ones who are great, too, but I know he's great. And every once in a while, I think to myself, I bet there are some people who get every section of that opener, that stager, that's what we call it in the industry. It's a silly term, but there it is. But except for the, why do they play the Snoopy music? It's Peanuts theme. Anyway, just, you know, every once in a while you have to explain stuff just to make sure everybody's on board. Ryan Jenkins, owner of Jenkins Farms up in Jay, Florida. Welcome to the Pensacola Morning News. So we talked to him yesterday. Welcome back, Jay. Welcome back, Ryan.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
Oh, man, we're having a day today. I'll just tell you that much. You are a welcome break to all of the stuff that I have had to be reporting on this morning, so I appreciate that. How is everything looking? We're in the, you know, the middle of the season right now. It's May, but what are we looking at right now?
Well, it's planting season for us, so it's basically our second busiest time of the year. We're very, very busy right now trying to get our crops planted. I think the last time we spoke, we had our corn planted, and it's up and growing and looking pretty. And we're about 25% completed with the planting of our peanuts and cotton so far.
Okay.
So we've really been working hard getting those done. It's a little dry, or it's a lot dry. You know, I'm very concerned about that. I like to, this time of year, for all the wet weather ponds and stuff like that in the area to be full from our winter rains. And I know people think we've had a lot of rain during the winter, but I've been telling them it was kind of rainy, but it didn't rain Ed. It didn't rain a lot, you know. They would say you're going to get 2 or 3 inches and you get 2 or 3 tenths. So it was enough to mess up your day and you couldn't go outside. But for as far as replenishing the water supply, it wasn't enough to do that. And now it's pretty dry, so we're having to we can't just plant any field at any time that we want to. We've got to find the wettest ones and go plant them, and then we'll have to come back to the others after they get some rain. So it's kind of putting us behind a little bit, making it a little bit more difficult to make decisions of where to go and when to go. But, you know, it's all in the day's work, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, as you say, you know, I remember several of these big storm events were just kind of like, what happened to it? Which I don't, you know, as a person who wants to be out and about, I don't mind. But as a person who cares about crops and yields and my friend Ryan and his friends who all try and grow stuff to feed us, I think, oh, that's not so good. So how is it looking? How is it? What are we on the verge of? The winter crops are coming in, right?
Yep, our wheat and oats, they actually look very good this year. I'm excited to begin to harvest those. That'll probably start in the next week or the following week. You know, in the next couple of weeks, we should be starting on those. And we're getting in the critical time. You know, everything's related to the weather that we do, every single thing, right? So now that those crops are beginning to dry down and prepare for harvest, a couple of rain events can cause the seed to sprout while it's still on the plant. And if that happens, then you go from making $5 or $6 a bushel to making $1 or $2 a bushel. So it's very important that we have good weather over the next couple of weeks. And it's weird because I'm sitting here begging for rain, but at the same time I'm begging for it not to rain on those fields, so I can never be happy.
So you need it to rain so the fields are wet enough to plant, for example, the peanuts and cotton, I guess, and you also want it not to rain because that'll screw up the oats and the wheat that you're on the verge of trying to harvest. Do I have that right?
Exactly. So you see the conundrum, my man, on a daily basis.
Well, I guess at some point you just trust God and you take what you get. You know, every year, right?
Every day.
So I assume that when the oats and wheat come out, those fields get immediately replanted with what, second season, or is it just that they get replanted?
Right. So we call that double cropping when we grow two crops in one year, basically. When we have a winter crop and a summer crop, that's called double cropping. So as soon as we get those crops out, and there again, you know, that's another difficult point in all this, is we need it to be dry for the harvest of those, but then we need it to immediately rain so that we can go in there and prepare the ground and plant the next crop. And some of that will be cotton and some of that will be soybeans that will be following behind those behind the wheat and oats.
Okay, so it won't be peanuts. That's a separate process. But I thought, okay, you're planting cotton. I thought you told me you weren't going to plant cotton. The prices were so bad and you had to maximize your profits on peanuts this year to make up for how devastating last year was.
Well, I just wanted to keep on being a loser, so I went ahead and planted some. I didn't want to break the chain there, you know. When it came down to it, I have to have it. I have to plant some. You know, I have some very expensive equipment sitting there in the barn that has to be used to help pay for itself. And in reality, I couldn't plant all those acres that would be cotton in peanuts.
Okay.
I just don't have that much equipment. You know, I have a normal amount of acres that I do with each crop each year, and I can stretch those some certainly, but I couldn't stretch them to the point where one crop completely took care of the other crop.
Okay.
Without buying more equipment. And that's just not a good time to be buying any equipment right now. So
okay, so it's partially.
Planted, but I can tell you, I mean, cotton's still around 75 cents, and for it to be that's a pound, 75 cents per pound. And for it to be profitable, it needs to be definitely over 90, between 90 cents and a dollar for it to be profitable right now with our current input prices. So you can see. It'll be cash flow, but I'm still losing some money planting it.
And so it's not just a matter of your heart can't endure going without any cotton planting, although I'm sure that's a part of it. It really is a manpower and or equipment and or other considerations that justify
correct.
It. Even though it's likely to be a loss, it's still a cash flow of a certain
that's
kind
right.
that'll make sense in the overall scheme of things. Is that right?
And some of it, you say the money that you're using, that you're making off your peanuts, you're paying for the crop rotation. You need crop rotation to continue to make a good peanut crop.
Otherwise, the soil
that's
doesn't
right.
have what it needs for the next time around. Okay, that makes sense to me. I mean, more. I'm glad you do it, Ryan Jenkins, the owner of Jenkins Farms in Jay, Florida. Well, if it's if we're right in the middle of harvesting winter crops and then planting second crop, and then also, you know, in the middle of planting the regular crops, I'm assuming you've got equipment out on the road, and I'm assuming you'd like to take a moment to remind people about, please be safe around this equipment.
That's right. I mean, just watch out for us. Remember, we want to get where we're going just as bad as you want to get where you're going. We hate being on the road. It is, you wouldn't believe how difficult it is to maneuver up and down these roads nowadays with so many people, so many garbage cans on garbage day. It's terrible. when it's time for them to pick up the garbage, whatever day of the week that is, and you have to move up and down the highways with these big pieces of equipment, it's very difficult. And so I just encourage people to watch out for us. There's a lot of us on the road right now trying to get our crops planted. We want to be out of your way, trust me. And anytime it's safe for us to do so, we'll pull over and let you come around us. But just really watch out. Remember, the way it all looks, the way it looks and feels, you don't realize how fast you're approaching these tractors. Nowadays, on average, these tractors run just say around 25 miles an hour going down the road. That's up from about 18 miles an hour several years ago. So we're making improvements, but we're still so big and so wide. And a lot of times at the last second, we have to swing around a mailbox or a person or a culvert or a sign or something like that. So when it gets a long stretch of clear road, we'll pull over and we'll let you come around us. But just remember, take it easy and let's don't get anybody hurt and let's all get to where we're going safely.
I couldn't agree more. And I had never even thought, this is why I love having you on, because you make me think about things that I'd never thought about before. But the whole issue of you can't go around the basic problem that you can't, if the mailboxes, or if the, not the mailboxes, but if the, you know, the trash is there or the recycling is there, that's an extra obstacle that makes it so that you guys can't really pull over or drive on the edge like you'd like to let people go around you if they need to. I mean, you know, that's why I just always appreciate talking. I learn stuff from you every single time. We always like to end with a farm fact. Do you have one for us this week?
Yeah, it kind of goes along with what we just spoke about the highway safety. If you follow behind me for 2 miles, if you follow while I'm in a tractor, if you follow behind me for 2 miles, that's the equivalent to sitting through 2 red lights in town. So if you want to think about something, that's something to think about. It's no different than you driving in town. So just sit back, enjoy the ride, look at the pretty countryside, and think about where your food and fiber come from. We'll all get to where we're going safely.
But it feels so much longer. But I know it's
I
not.
Understand.
Oh, hey, you know what? I said last question, but I do have another one. I think, if I remember correctly, and you can maybe correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that Spanish Trail, which is Route 178, you know, that goes by all of the corn
yep.
mazes and stuff, I think that's scheduled
that's
to
right.
be repaved. And I don't remember when that's going to happen, but is that going to interfere with y'all's activities, or is that being done in the winter? Do you know?
It'll affect mine because I farm fields on that road.
So this is an extra wrinkle to your logistical challenges this year?
It is, but you know what? I'm a professional at that. I've knocked cones down for miles. It don't bother me one bit.
It's amazing what that spreader will pick up even when it's trying to put down, right?
Yeah, they look like dominoes. Those poor old workers are just sitting there looking at you. I'm like, well, I'm sorry. I got to get through here somehow.
I know the county staff is listening right now. They're cringing about that, but they're also laughing. So that's hilarious. All right, Ryan Jenkins. He is our farmer up in Jay, Florida, owned Jenkins Farms. Ryan, as always, man, I appreciate you. I appreciate your spirit and the struggles you go through. And, you know, as I always say, feeding my kids and putting clothes on their back, man. We'll talk to you again next month.
Thank you so much for having us. I hope everybody out there has a great week. Y'all be safe.
Absolutely. 550 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. And if you're needing to get service done on a BMW, Lexus, a Porsche, Mercedes, Genesis, Audi, Jaguar, a nice import, you pay extra to get them. You do not have to pay extra to service them. You might think you've got to. You know, you got to go to the dealership. You don't. There's, I mean, in fact, actually, because dealerships used to kind of pretend like you had to go, they've passed a federal law that made it so that and this is years ago, decades ago, that you do not have to go to the dealership for service. So, you know, if it's gas, if it's time, because they're in a different location like Destin or Mobile, you don't have to do that. Then the extra price. You can go to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. They work on, you know, imports, domestics, work on diesel engines, gas engines, whatever. Their website is called carclinicservice.com. The idea there being that it's like a healthcare clinic for your car. You know, you take your body into the doctor periodically to check it up. You should. It's a complex mechanical system. It doesn't maintain itself. I mean, it does okay, but your car does even worse, right? So you should take your car in to have the mechanic check it out to see what's going on and see where the problem's going to be before it's actually a problem. Because, you know, breaking down on the side of the road is not the way to handle preventative maintenance because you didn't prevent. You just suffered. And you shouldn't. Go to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway.
Attention on deck, Pensacola. Mark your calendars for the inaugural Pensacola Navy Day celebration, May 17th through 19th. As the cradle of naval aviation, Pensacola's relationship with the military runs deep. This exciting new event celebrates our ties to the armed forces, honoring those serving at Naval Air Station Pensacola and beyond. Navy Days kicks off with Gallery Night on May 17th, followed by the Night at the Museum Gala at the National Naval Aviation Museum. On May 18th, don't miss the 4K run, walk, and patriotic parade along Bayfront in downtown Pensacola. The festivities continue at Maritime Park with a kids' fun zone, military displays, vessel tours, and more. Cap off the weekend with the free Blues on the Bay concert on May 19th. Join residents and visitors alike in celebrating over two centuries of Pensacola's ties to the world's finest military forces. Visit PensacolaNavyDays.com for details, lodging specials, and to get involved. Pensacola Navy Days, where patriotism and Pensacola unite.
Pensacola Christian Academy is the area's premier kindergarten learning program. Why? Because in a fun, safe environment, even four-year-olds learn to read, beginning with letters and sounds, progressing to reading words, sentences, and stories. And the best part? If your child attends K-4 and K-5 at Pensacola Christian Academy, you'll get first grade tuition free. Spots are filling quickly, so go to enrollpca.com to register now.
In the world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand these complications and have your back. Join us tomorrow, 10 o'clock on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10 on News Radio 1620 92.3 FM.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
Toga, 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 toga.
Good morning, 5:54 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
At least one person has died as tornadoes and severe weather hit Oklahoma. That death reported Monday near Barnesville, north of Tulsa. Officials there declared a tornado emergency. A lot of homes heavily damaged and power lines down throughout the area. Vladimir Putin has now ordered military drills that include preparing for the use of tactical nuclear weapons. Putin says those drills are in response to threats by the West. Tactical nuclear weapons are for use on the battlefield as opposed to strategic nuclear weapons that could that are capable of destroying entire cities. And the FAA now opening a new probe into Boeing's 787 Dreamliner jets. The agency says that Boeing informed it last month that employees may not have completed required inspections on the planes. They'll be investigating to determine if those inspections happened and whether any aircraft records were falsified.
Wow. Just, you know.
The hits keep coming with Boeing.
But isn't it, I'm going on memory here. I don't have a source in front of me for this. My understanding was that the military contractors like Boeing. The problem we've had with quality control is that the government wants quality control but doesn't have the experts to do it. So we basically outsource the quality control to the companies making the stuff. Like, they put their own employees in charge of the QC on site, is how I kind of understand it. Is that... ring a bell for you?
That sounds accurate. Yeah.
So now that's the military side. I think, but maybe now as I'm saying it, maybe it's the civilian side too. I seem to vaguely remember something about that coming out of the NTSB reports and recommendations of how things ought to change. So I have to put a big asterisk on that. For I'll have to go check my. But that's what I remember, is that there was some issue where for years and years and years we just kind of said, right here, you do this.
Well, yeah, something that specialized, there's only going to be a handful of people capable of doing it.
Right, and I'm not saying it's an absurd idea. I'm saying that when you look back and this stuff wasn't being done properly and you say, well, how could it have been different? And you might say, well, maybe somebody who wasn't employed by the company they were fact-checking.
Right.
Could have been, could have been doing it. So, all right, David, thanks so much for the update. But I think it is. I think it's a matter of staffing. Finding people who are able and, hiring them for the federal government instead of hiring them at the, anyway, so 437-1620. I don't report an awful lot. I mean, you might think if you listen to this show, you might think I talk about these, cultural, sexual issues a lot. Let me assure you, I talk about them much less than they're actually in the news that I see. You know, like, for example, transgender stuff is just, I mean, every day there's another story. Like, I'll just give you this quick rundown. There's a woman who's a professional darts player. Okay, and if you chuckled, it's because you don't understand. Because professional darts, I mean, darts is really, really competitive at the high levels. It's unbelievably competitive. But guess what? Men are better than women. I mean, period. You say, well, why? That doesn't. Don't worry about why, because there are differences between men and women. Is why. But the truth is that men are better than women. There's all kinds of other factors, but okay, that's the truth of it, right? Okay, so you got a British female darts player, Deta Hedman, DETA, and she was offered in the Denmark Open to compete against a transgender, as in a guy who identifies as a woman. And she said no, and they tried to make it for public like she had an illness. The reports were that she pulled out of the match due to an illness and declined compensation because of that. No, she says, and she posted on Twitter, no fake illness. I said I wouldn't play a man in a ladies' event. And she got disqualified and lost, didn't make any money because of it. You say, well, that's just one story. Oh, is it? Is it just one story? You have another story. Okay, this one in transgender college runner Sadie Schreiner won three women's events at the Liberty League Championship Division III Saturday a week ago. Oh, no, sorry, this Saturday. Schreiner of the Rochester Institute of Technology won the 400 meter with a 55.07 and the 200 meter with a 24.14. 200 meter time is also now a Liberty League Conference women's record, beating the previous record set by same born male earlier this season. Also, the anchor leg of the 4x400 won by nearly 3 seconds. His team, her team, their team, was in fourth place when Schreier got the baton and wound up winning.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.